Thank you. have this all taken care of before now. But. Well, I'd like to welcome you all to the memorial. And on behalf of the Brauksik family, I want to thank all of you for coming and being part of this memorial service for Arthur Lewis Brauksik. You know, the loss of a loved one is a very difficult time, and you being here goes a long way in helping the family in their grief. I just want to thank you all for being here. And I must say, this is a very colorful memorial service. The tie-dye shirts are just such a beautiful tribute to Art. Well, join with me as we open up in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you in this time of sorrow, looking to you for strength and comfort. We thank you for the life of Art and for what he's meant to so many different people. We thank you that you promised to walk with us even during this time of loss. And we thank you that Art is right now celebrating an eternity of peace and joy and happiness with you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. The family asked me to read this eulogy, and it's a little bit about Art's life. Art was born in a Jewish hospital in Cincinnati, Ohio, on June 23rd, 1941. He always said, "I don't remember anything about the first house we lived at, but it was on Bovine Avenue on the second floor." When he was just a few weeks old, he rolled off the bed, and his mother tried to catch him, and in the process, she fell and broke her leg. His sister Lois tells the story of him always riding his tricycle when they lived on a sort of farm. One day, while he was riding his tricycle, the rooster attacked Art and pecked him on the forehead. Needless to say, they had rooster for dinner that night. While he was in kindergarten, they moved to Meriton Lane. Lois had to walk him back and forth to school on her lunch hour, and she complained because his legs were so short, it took her almost all of her lunch hour to walk him there. Next, his parents bought a store on Goodman Avenue. Art's job was stacking all the bottles that people brought back for deposit. Their next move was to Sterling Avenue. Art was friends with Bill Houck and John Langsfield. On Saturday, he played basketball all day at the park. His dad was a police officer and a motorcycle cop. Art's job was putting the motorcycle sidecar on for his dad when there were funerals and special occasions. Art attended North College Hill High School, and he said, "My friends and I would hang out at Bill Houck's house in hopes of dancing with Bill's two cute sisters." Wanda Bushouse was his first girlfriend, and she asked Art out to the High Y prom. They danced throughout high school and eventually married in 1962. Art's parents divorced during his junior year of high school, and Art had to drop out of school and take night classes so that he was able to work during the day and help his mom financially. She was secretary to the superintendent of the schools. His dad moved to Florida and was not very supportive. Art held the following jobs in Cincinnati. He was a newspaper delivery boy, dishwasher at Perkins Pancake House, swimming pool attendant, suburban kitchen, and Ryerson Steel. Art obtained his high school diploma and then took an architecture and design class at a local college. Art was married to Wanda Bushouse from 1962 to 1965. Wanda died after being hit by a car while crossing a street in a rainstorm in 1965. It was after Wanda's death, though, that Art really asked Jesus to be his Lord and Savior. He attended church all his life and was confirmed at the age of 12. Later, Art's brother-in-law, Ed, and sister, Carol, approached Art and Kathy's parents about setting up a blind date. Art and Kathy went on a ferry boat ride on the Ohio River for their first date in February of 1966. Later, Art took Kathy to the prom. Over the July 4th weekend, Art, Kathy, and her sisters were in a car, and Art asked her to open the glove compartment. Inside was a box with an engagement ring. Kathy said no. This was not romantic enough. So Later that weekend, he took her out on his boat and asked her again. And this time she said yes. 4 months later, they were married at St. Paul's United Church of Christ. The Lord blessed them with 55 years of marriage and 2 children. Tracy and Art III. When Art Jr. passed in February 2022, they had 5 grandchildren whom they loved very, very much. While living in Tucson, Art worked for Rio Grande Steel, Peck Steel, RAS Builders, Artistic Stairs, and JB Steel. While working for Peck Steel, Art designed that white cross that you see that stands in front of the church, the main sanctuary. Art designed that, and he convinced his boss to donate the supplies and the cost of erecting it. While at RAS Builders, Art got to be an owner builder and built a steel house out in Bear Canyon Hills. He finally retired at the age of 73. Art enjoyed the church choir. He sang in Christ Community's choir and in the Festival of Carols for 25 years. He enjoyed being in the Awana program the last few years with his grandson, Bryce, and he loved going to the University of Arizona basketball games. He was also a Bengals and Reds fan, and he enjoyed boating, water skiing with the family, and camping trips. Art prayed that his friends and his family would come to know Jesus and that we would all be together in heaven one day. If you'd like to join with me right now as we sing Amazing Grace, you can find the words to that inside the program. If you don't have a program, you could sing by heart. Or if who doesn't have one of the programs, doesn't have the songs? Okay, if somebody in the back could just bring that up here so that they could sing. Here, I'll take it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Please direct your attention to the screen, and we're going to have a photo tribute to Art.
On my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water look so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you, I'd give to you a day just like today. If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make you feel this way. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. In my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a tale that I could tell you, I'd tell a tale sure to make you smile. Wish that I could wish for you, I'd make a wish for sunshine all the while. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. In my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost makes me high. Sunshine almost all the time makes me high. Sunshine almost all almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Like rain washing. at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay.
And I'd like to invite Art the Third to come up and share a tribute.
So after my dad passed, I guess my mom was looking through a lot of material, and she came up with a poem that I wrote for my dad, I think my first year of college. And, you know, try not to judge it so much. I didn't continue in the poetry writing business, right? So I just, if I recall, I just felt like, you know, my dad, he did a lot of hard work for the family. You know, he was always trying hard to provide. So I just felt like he was underappreciated, you know, sometimes. And I felt like, you know, he definitely had a big heart. You know, he loved, this is Art the Fourth, by the way, right here. Named to honor my dad. So I felt like, you know, I didn't really tell him I love him enough, so I thought I would try my efforts at a poem. So here it goes. So as I begin this letter, Dad, I started out wanting to write you a poem. I don't know how many of those you've actually received. And if I could find a way, I'd write you one. Well, here it is. So if I were to write you a poem, it would have perfect rhyme and rhythm, like the sweetest of songs. It would let you know I love you, Dad, in each and every line, acknowledging all you've given me, both money and time. If I were to write you a poem, it would say how much I needed you and still greatly do. And if I could, I'd keep you here forever. Rest assured, this is true. It's supposed to be a celebration, right? But I can't stop crying. So I love you so much, Dad. More than words can say, I feel strangely when I hug you that all will be okay. You never sought to hurt me, Dad. You wanted to supply my every need. There is nothing that I want more than for you to see your son succeed. I know you love me so much, Dad. So much more than I deserve. It's hard for me to imagine that it's any less than the one we serve. And when it seems difficult for me to press on, you let me cry on your shoulder while you convince me that it's all just begun. So happy birthday / Father's Day. Love, Arthur. I, even though this is a poem and this isn't in the program, I just kind of wanted to tell you a quick story I told my mom last night. It's kind of funny, but you know, when I was going through the very end of nursing school, it was apparent that I wasn't gonna make it financially. And it was like 2 months short. I budgeted perfectly down to the last 2 months, you know? And I'm like, I can't make my rent for the last 2 months and I can't pay for food or whatever. So I, my significant other at the time said, hey, you know, why don't you ask your parents? I'm like, never done that before. I didn't really expect that. Now, granted, I lived at home a long time, right? So maybe that's why I never asked him for anything, but I was like, hey, you know what? I think I will ask, you know, so I did. I asked my dad, and my dad said, he goes, before I could even finish asking him, he said, it's yours, you know. And if I recall, I needed something like $1,000 or something, and he's like, it's yours. He's like, only don't tell your mom. He says, I got a bonus this week or this month for $3,000. I'll just tell her it was for two. And last night she's like, you know, he never told me that. I said, that's right, because he told me never tell you that. You know, I never knew about that. That's right, because he never wanted you to know. So so that's just a really, I mean, that I will always remember about my dad. You know, he never stopped believing in me, you know. And you know, he'd always know how to talk me down off the fences. And now I've got two women in my life right here, three women, but two women that have been with me since the beginning. They do a fine job of talking me down off of fences now. But I sure wish my dad was still around. So anyway, thanks, guys, for letting me share that.
Hi. I'm the wife. Let's see if I can read this. This is a poem, and it's called I'm Free. Don't grieve for me, I am free. I'm following the path God laid for me. I took his hand when I heard him call. I turned my back and left it all. I could not stay another day. To laugh, to love, to work, or play. Tasks left undone must stay that way. I found the place at the close of the day. If my parting has left a void, then fill it with remembered joy. A friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss. Ah, yes, these things I too will miss. Be not burdened with times of sorrow. I wish the sunshine of tomorrow. My life has been full. I've savored much. Good friends, good times, a loved one's touch. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief. Don't lengthen it now with undue grief. Lift up your head and share with me. God wanted me now. He set me free. He's free.
We're going to now just have a small interlude. I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Forever, forever. ever worship you. I can only imagine.
As we come to this memorial for Art and reflect on his life, I'd like to reflect on a scripture passage that Kathy told me was very special to Art. We find in the gospel according to John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know, this is a great passage of hope for the believer and for the family of the believer. As we grieve the loss of Art, we're not grieving as though we have no hope. As followers of Jesus, we come together today not only with sadness, but also with joy. It's sadness because we'll miss Art. Death brings separation, and separation is always painful. But we also come with joy because we know that in our sadness there is hope. Hope because we know that this is only a temporary separation. That's the promise that Jesus gives in this passage. For those of us who know Jesus, those of us who know Jesus as our Savior, we have hope. Why? Because Jesus promised that he's coming again, that he's prepared a place for us. You know, in this passage, Jesus is comforting his disciples before his death. Jesus tells them not to be troubled because in his Father's house are many rooms, and that he's going to go and prepare a place for them. The Greek word for room here is monai. And it's a noun form of the Greek verb to abide. You know, it carries with it more than the idea of just a house or room. It speaks of a place of abiding. Just a few verses later, Jesus uses the same word when he tells his disciples that if anyone loves him, that person who loves him will keep his word, and his Father would love him and come to him, and that Jesus and the Father would make their home or monai with him. You see the promise here? Jesus isn't just promising a dwelling place. He's promising that we're going to have a place where we will abide with him. It's a place where we will be in the presence of love, of the love, comfort, peace, and security of our Heavenly Father. That's a promise that was given both to Art and to all those who have trusted in Jesus as Savior and guardian of our soul. Art knew this and was anxiously waiting to be in the presence of his loving Lord. You see, since Art knew Jesus as his Savior, he could say with Paul, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." While Art lived, he lived for Jesus. He knew that while he was alive, God had a purpose for him. Jesus told his disciples that he was going to go and prepare a heavenly place for them. Where was he going to prepare this place? He was going to the cross to die for our sins. To die for our sins, to pay the penalty for the sin that separates us from God. But he didn't go to the cross and that was it. No, he promised his disciples that he was going to come again. His death wasn't the end. There was also the resurrection. He promised the disciples that he was coming back from the cross. Art loved this country. But more than being a citizen of heaven, or citizen of the United States, I'm sorry, but more than being a citizen of the United States, he was first and foremost a citizen of heaven. That's a citizenship that counts for all eternity. That's what we read in Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subject all things to himself. Jesus prepared a place for us in a country where we will be citizens forever. This passage in Philippians also reminds us that we will not be abiding in those dwelling places, in that room that he's prepared for us, as some eternally disembodied spirit floating around. God promised us a new, glorious body that will one day live on a new earth. This body will be without defect and pain. It will be a perfect body. It will be a glorious body. While Art was alive, he knew pain in his physical body. But this passage tells us that Art now has a glorious new body. Jesus didn't just prepare a place for Art to dwell, but he also prepared a new body for him. That's what Art believed, and that's what he trusted Jesus for, a new dwelling place in the presence of God with which to praise him, as well as a new body with which to praise him. Friends, if you thought you heard Art sing in the choir, just wait till you see him sing in paradise. My friends, if there's anyone here who doesn't know Jesus as their own personal Lord and Savior, if there's anyone here who, when they die, does not have the hope of eternal life in the presence of a loving, doesn't have a hope of an eternal life in the presence of a loving Heavenly Father, then let me speak now for Art. I know he'd want me to say this. God is waiting for you with open arms. He loves you so much that no matter who you are, no matter what you are, no matter what you have done, he calls you to be his child. Art would want you to know the same peace and love that he is experiencing right now in heaven. He would want you to know that Jesus has prepared an eternal place of abiding for you too. So, if you have any questions, I invite you to come speak to me after the service as to how you too can experience this hope. Now, please join with me as we sing this beautiful song, Come, Fly Away. Okay. That's also on the other side of the Amazing Grace sheet. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, your glory. I'll fly away. When I die, have well, this concludes the service. And on behalf of the family, I'd like to invite you to a reception in Green One. That's in the room right over here. If you'll be so kind as to allow the family to make their way to the back first, and then you can make your way, you can follow them to Green One. Also, after the reception, the family would also like to invite you to celebrate Art's life by participating in some tie-dye in the church parking lot right over here. Then you can also have your own tie-dye shirt like so many people here do. Okay, so now I'd like to just close with this benediction. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Go in peace. You're also dismissed. Thank you.